A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Live Talk, and I'm Kim Stube in Maryland.
Some marvelous Mhlanganya, who are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C., this Monday, August the 10th, 2020, where today we'll be looking at the increase in COVID-19 figures and also looking at the current commemorations happening in Zimbabwe right now and the envoys that have been sent to Zimbabwe by the South African Prime Minister. Over to you.
Yes, we see that right now, marvelous, according to the Minister of Health, there are 4,649 people that have tested positive for COVID-19 in Zimbabwe. Out of these people, there are 1,437 that have actually recovered and 104 have died. This according to the Ministry of Health. And according to Johns Hopkins University, there are nearly 20 million people that have contracted COVID-19 worldwide. And out of this number, 731,570 have contracted, have actually died. And then in America itself, we see that according to Johns Hopkins University, there are 5,045,564 people that have contracted actually COVID-19. And out of these people, there are 162,938 that have actually died. Yemokambe Zulukanda ba linjana perikona. Namla kula mtu kige stoka mauchi eneo. Ukada za kuluma ngako. Sikuluma ngakono kugewe COVID-19. Tusi ngena ngezomba ngazwe. Utuweza gala nilizwe ndesu bapwe. Nasika ngele Euros Day. Kuzo mbuya njalo sika ngele. Utige kula bantu wabatunye. Umonga meli. Uwele South Africa. Usiriel. Kama posta. Utuwa ito lisisa ukutuweza gala nilizwe ndesu bapwe. So wamanje. Zewe fika pose 5,000. Abamante wasewe manjoe COVID-19. Kwa Zimbabwe, kwa sababu sisi 1,437 ni abantu sebesilile, abantu 104 sebapupa. Emhlabeni wonke jikelele, soko labantu impose 20 million basebanjwa umkhuhlane lo. Abafika khonapho kuma 731,000 sebapupa. Kwa Melika sebefika 5 million abantu abanjwe iCOVID-19, kuthi abayi 162,938 sebapupa. Kunjalo ke mavulasi.
Aiwa kunawo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu cheLive Talk icho tiri kutepenyura tiri kumba pamusoro pedambudziko redenda reCOVID-19 kana kuti coronavirus asi kutaura kwatabva kuita kuti pari zvino bazi rezveutano rinoti iro uwandu hwevanhu vari kubatwa nechirwere ichi cheCOVID-19 munyika huri kuramba uchikwira panguva ino bazi rezveutano rinoti pane vanhu 4,649 vabatwa nedenda reCOVID-19 muZimbabwe pari zvino. Tozotarisa kuti pane vamwe vakabatwa nedenda iri asi vakakwanisa kunge vachirikunda vanosvika ivo pa 1,437 pari zvino. Kune avo vari kurarama neCOVID-19 kutaura kwatiri kuita kunoku vanosvika ivo pa 3,108. Uyezve kune vanhu 104 vawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nechirwere ichi cheCOVID-19 munyika vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya. Totarisa zvakare kuti tinotarisa kuti pasi rose pari zvino pakamira sei panyaya yechirwere ichochi chedambudziko reCOVID-19. Tinotarisa kuti John Hopkins University iri muno muAmerica inogara ichiburitsa iyo zvinyorwa zvavari kutaura ivo kuti vanhu vangani vabatwa neCOVID-19 pasi rose. Pari zvino pane vanhu 19. 0.8 million, nearly 20 million vanhu vabatwa neCOVID-19. Pari zvino kozouya vanhu 731,000 vawanikwa vachibatwa neCOVID-19 vachishaya pasi rose. Muno muAmerica matiri mune vanhu 5 million vabatwa neCOVID-19, 162,000 vakawanikwa vachishaya. Muno muDC umo ndiri kutepfenyura ndiri mune vanhu 12,753 vabatwa neCOVID-19, 591 vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya. Tichange zvakare tiri kuziya pamusoro peholiday kana kuti zuva remagamba uyezve zuva remadefense forces izvo zviri kuremekedzwa munyika muzuva ranhasi. Tichitarisa zvakare kuti pane nhumwa dzakatumwa idzo kubva kuSouth Africa nemutungamiri weSouth Africa Vasiru Ramaphosa dzasvika munyika muzuva ranhasi kuti vaongorore kuti zvakamira sei panyaya yekumbunyikidzwa kwekodzero dzevanhu. Saka tinenge tiine vanyarikani vatenge tiri kuya navo pano tichizeya kuti zvakamira sei uye tichida kuzonzwawo kwamuri imimi kuti muri kuona sei zviri kuitika munyika pari zvino. Gidzi.
Yes, marvelous, as you are saying, President Mnangagwa today met with the South African envoys sent by President Cyril Ramaphosa at State House today over alleged human rights abuses in Zimbabwe. So now the envoy is Sydney Mufumadi, Baleka Mbete, and Ngaoka Ramaklodi. I also expected to meet with leaders of non-governmental organizations, opposition parties, and other activists. This is an issue that is, very topical, and people want to know. And at the same time, we know that today is Heroes Day. There are so many people that are buried or laid to rest at the National Heroes Acre. There's been a lot of debate on who is a hero, who's not a hero, and so forth. So it appears as if it's a chicken and egg story. So at the end of the day, there is a day called Heroes Day. So this is a day that is dedicated to those people who were in the liberation struggle of the 1960s and 1970s. So it's something very important. But is it being recognized by all the people that actually were engaged in this kind of war with the Rhodesian government? So there are some that I talked to today, and then one of the people is Mr. Petros Swanda. He's the leader of the ZIPRA Veterans Association. He's saying that what they fought for is not what they are getting right now. Most of them are actually suffering. So the same happens to some of the veterans that are saying that the lead issue was not addressed properly because it seems to have benefited some people who never participated in the liberation struggle, or those that are supposed to be the proper beneficiaries. So they're saying that those people that benefited, actually, some of them don't even know how to till the land. They're actually trying to make something out of the land. So that's where we are today. Over to you.
Aiwana, sitiange tukuzea, zviri kuitika panyaya ye zororo, ratingatirie remagamba. Saka tichange tine vanyarikani, vachange vari pano tichizea kuti zvakamira sei. Panyaya ye zviri kuitika munyika parizvino, tichiona kuti vazhinji parizvino vari pazororo remagamba. Saka pane vamwewo magamba vari kuti ivo parizvino zvavakarwira havasi kuzviona. Uyezve vari kuti ivo vari kushungurudzika parizvino mune zvinhu zvakawanda. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatichange tichizea. Tichida kuona kuti zviri kumbofamba sei panyaya iyoyi, kuti pane vamwe here vangati ivo parizvino vakarwa hondo yerusununguko, uyezve parizvino zvinhu zvavakange vachirwira vari kuzviona. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatichange tichiita sei, tichizeya pamusoro pazvo. Saka tichange tichibata vaimbova murwi wehondo yerusununguko, amai Margaret Dongo, kuti vapinde muchirongwa. Halo mai Dongo, makadii? I'm not sure, but my life manje saka taida kungonzwa kuti tichiona kuti nhasi izuva reheroes. Mukatiri zvamakarwira muri kuzviwana here sevarwi vehondo yerusununguko?
Muvhunzo wamapa uyo wakaoma zvakaoma, zvekuti pamusana pekuti hatingati zvatakarwira zvacho tiri kuzviwana. Hatisi kumbozviwana and hatisi tisi tiri kuzviwana. Hazvifanirwi kuwanikwa nemahovhitens chete, zvinofanirwa kuwanikwa nepovho zvakare, nekuti hatina kurwa hondo yekuzvirwira isusu. Takarwira kuti tisunungure povho yemuZimbabwe nesuwo pamwe chete. Saka kana dai paine zviwanikwa zvatatichitarisira kuti tichawana, inga kuti kudai kuri kuti upfumi hwakawandudzwa, taifanirwa kunga tese muno muZimbabwe pasina anochema chema nekutambudzika, nekuti ndodonzo ratakarwira kutanga.
Saka pamanga muri kuhondo yerusununguko, zvii zvamaa makatarisira parizvino? Tichiona kuti makore ati fambei, uyezve taona tatopinda pane vamwe vana pane zvamungati mimi zvanga zvakavimbisika nevana veZimbabwe chaizvo zvavangadai vakatarisira here zvinofanira kunge zvichigadziriswa parizvino?
Zvakawanda zvatanga takatarisira. Chekutanga chatatakatarisira inyaya yevhu, kuvandudza ivhu kubva muvachena tichipawo vanhu vatema vachikwanisa kuriritira nyika yavo. Chechipiri, takatarisira kuti tichavandudza upfumi hwenyika kuitira kuti vanhu vemuZimbabwe vasava nematambudziko avainawo enzara nekushayikwa kwemabasa nekushayikwa kwechikafu zvakare, nekuti maindastri anga achifangishena zvatotarisira tese. Hatina kutarisira kuti 40 years after independence, tichava nevanhu vagari vemuZimbabwe, kunyanya vari mumadhorobha, vachatenga mvura yekumwa. Mvura tinoiziva kuti is an essential commodity. Isingatengwi mumabhaketi kuti munhu anoenda anotenga mvura ye$2 mumabhaketi. Anokwanisa kugara upenyu hwakadii. Muchirungu anoti is a health hazard. Hatina kutarisira izvozvo. Uyezve hatina kutarisira kuti kuchava necorruption yatiri kunzwa neyatiri kuona tega isusu muno. Hatina kunge takazvitarisira izvozvo. Takatarisira kuti patiri kubva kuhondo tatine donzo rekuti tichaadressa maimbalance anga ari mumagariro emunyika kubvira pakudzidzo education toenda mafacility yehealth utano hwevanhu tobva ipapo toenda kumaminda vanhu vachikwanisa kupiwawo maminda kuti varime tobva ipapo toenda nyaya yejob creation yekuti vanhu vaifanira kunga vachivavedu vachibva muzvikoro vachienda mabasa tobva ipapo takanga tine donzo rekuti muZimbabwe muve nevana vakadzidza vachipedza kudzidza vachikwanisa kuti kuvhurawo makambani avo vamwe vachikwanisa kuonawo mabasa avo ekusenza hatina kutarisira kuti tinga tichichengetwa nadhona mugore rino rechi40 tichengetwe nekufigwa nevamwe vanhu nzvimbo yekuti Zimbabwe tikwanise kuzvifiga tinozviziva kuti Zimbabwe yainzi bread basket yesouthern Africa iye zvinezvi yakunzi dust bin yesouthern Africa zvese macommodities nezvese zvinenge zviri substandard zvaakutumirwa kuno pamusana penhamo hazvisiri izvo zvatanga takatarisira izvozvo muzvaro.
Can just say in English, we are looking at the heroes holiday currently, and you were one of the liberation war heroes that fought in the liberation war. Would you say that what you fought for has been realized?
Before I say that, I want to express that this day is a very important day to me because there are many people who perished, not only were freedom fighters, but even the civilians, they perished during the liberation struggle. So it's an important day for me, and it must be celebrated by everyone. Okay, in terms of achievement, I will tell you they are very, it's not to our expectation. If anything can be said is that we as war veterans feel betrayed because we have not, 40 years after independence, instead of actually progressing, what I can say is that the gains of the liberation struggle have been reversed in many senses. The issue of land redistribution, yes, it was distributed to people, but it was done haphazardly. The majority of war veterans never got the land. That's one issue. The second issue, the issue of the economy, has actually gone to the dustbins. Why? Because of our selfish leaders, who, of course, couldn't accept, you know, when you are in power, you also have to listen to the people's views. When you are in power, you also have to cater for the people that you said you are going to be representing. So this is one of the things that I'm saying, that Zimbabwe, it's a disappointment. I totally agree with many that, you know, they've been disappointed, and this is to some, why they say to some extent, get us back to where we were tied, and then we can do those sunungura tega. So I think there's a reason for that. So the reason is because the economy is almost in the intensive care unit. As a result, it has created enormous problems. Poverty has increased. Unemployment has increased. Corruption has increased. All sorts of things that are negative. And in any case, I think these are the things that we are crying foul of. And we are saying as war veterans, I think something should be done. We definitely need to go on the round table and see whether we have been able to benefit from our liberation struggle, the country at large.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Yeah. Stay on the line.
Zamuzo akulike udongo ya kuluma lapa. Umake udongo walwa impi ya kululego. Egu zanla. Kona ngale ke kubanja le zanu. So ke akuluma ikuthi ke abakutholayo bezivelwe impi ya kululego. Asiku kono kwa wabekutawange ukuthi uzuluza kuthola. Labo mbona ngwabo bathi awuhambi ngemfanelo. So ke marvelous we've got two other guests. That is Mr. Wellington Moyo of ZANU-PF and Miss Cynthia Dube, a political activist. So we'll start with Baba Wellington Moyo, who is ZANU-PF. Baba Moyo, we are zwela lapha ke umama udongo. We are kulumu kuti, kwalola ngabantu ayisiko lokho izimbapu ngani imengonyawo lotho sibili. Ukubona njani kwakhe lokho? They can take over from ZANU-PF, but if they don't vote, then there's a problem. So let's switch over to Miss Cynthia Dube. Matube, unchona jan mam. So the akuchela bantu kuti wena ubona ngani eZimbabwe ngafukangela kula manje kule sinya zika unomzana uSirela Ramaphosa eziye kona ngani kule Zimbabwe kuti bayibona ukuthi bonakala kangakanani bonakalayo. So ubona ngani uyaphumani kona?
Njengoba njengasho dube ukuthi ayikho into ezophuma. IZANU vele ihleli inama empty promises. 1, 2, lawa abantu besadathi laba ababusayo bavele bona bayalwelana, bayamelana njalo. Khumbulani ukuthi ama-elections arigwa nsuku zonke every year, kodwa uzenza bethi they were free and fair. So asibone ukuthi kukhona okuzophuma lapho. Kuzothala nje kufana. kati yona izano vele okwenza ihlukumeze abantu mabe khala ngoba uyatsho umoyo uthi ukuhlupheka kuyafana lokwamanye amazwe thina kasikaze sibone amanye amazwe echaya abantu babo ngokuthi bayacomplaina ukuthi iservice eliyenzayo iphuwa kasiyithandi. Asikasika sibone iSouth Africa iyademonstrata ichise lezakhiwo yenzeni kodwa sikaze sibone kuthiwa kulabantu abathunjiweyo abanyamalaliweyo kumbe abazukulu babobani abathethweyo bahlukunyezwa ngoba omalume bangikhona bengatholakali kuwo wonke amazwe. Yebo kungabe i-economy iphansi kodwa akukaze kuhlukunyezwe abantu yi-government ebusayo ngendaba zokuthi abantu bayacomplaina ukuthi yekelanini ukubusela yini elibulala imizi ngokusela baye yena ayoqinisa ikhanda elokhethi khona amazwe wonke ayafana akulamazwe afanayo. Ilizwe leZimbabwe liwesi livuswa ngabantu abangaqondanga akula lutho oluzo uma lokho akuthola ukuthi sihlangane siwakhiphe ngama elections ukhuluma imbudane ngeke ngingayitsho ukuthi akula lutho akula election engakhipha iZANU PF. IZANU PF iyariga yadliwa kudala ayikaze yawina ama elections
Mathube kumele kwenziwela
kumele iforce khonokho bese abantu abafuna ukukwenza kumele iforce ikhitshwe ngamandla ikhitshwe ngamandla yinto engenza iZANU PF iphume ngoba iZANU PF angeke iphume ngokuthi kuthiwa kuyavota lapho ngithe
ngicela ukubamba umlomo dadewethu ngicela ukubamba umlomo mawusazi ukuthi mina nginothile ngenxa yokuthi ngiyathakatha awuhambi ngale la uyothatha lowo muntu ngithakathe mawusazi ukuthi thina mavoti siwenza njani nosiyenza njani kawenzi ngani wena njengoba ngisenza ke mina la ngoba ungathi information phela ukuthi thina siwina kanjani yenzani phela lani sibone ukuthi mhlawu kodwa ngoba thina siwina live and direct
ngicela ukuthi ngimbuze lapha Bhuti Dube yebo yithi i-live and direct oyichoyo wena moyo ngo 2008 ladliwa laqala ukurigama elections lachaya abantu ngo 2017 18 lidliwe ladubula abantu lababulala kanti ma kuyukuthi liyabe liwinile abantu bangenelana ezitaradeni besola ukuthi lina lirige ama-elections kungenxa yokuthi abantu babe bekwazi ukuthi abalivotelanga yikho bephuma besiyasola so wena i-live and direct le oyithoyo yiphi njalo lina lasinathatha yonke into layifaka kupower izethu ngeyenu thina sizokuhamba siyothathisa ngaphi umuthi wokuthi silonye ngoba lina yonke into eliyiphetheyo kahle layithatha layiguqule lakini akunanto okuthiwa imele abantu into yonke imele lina iZANU PF akulanto okuthiwa ngeyabantu kusukusela emabuthweni kuzofika emapholiseni konke ngokwenu ozethi konke ngokwenu pho wena yiphi i-live and direct le oyithoyo ukuthi lawina ma lawina sikhomplenelani sikhalelani ma kuyukuthi salivotele
yes ukubamba umlomo khonapho ke Mathube uzamphendula ngokuya kwesikhathi Marvelous, so I'm going to go up for this what you want to go. Go ahead, Marvelous.
Regaiti yedze zvakare kuti tinzwe kubva kuna maidongo tinzwe kuti zvakamira sei pazara nhasi zuva iro negamba kana kuti ratingatisu reheroes. Hello, maidongo.
Hello.
Yeah, maidongo, toi tukenderera mberi nechirongwa tichibvunza kuti tinoona pari zvino pane nhumwa dzatumwa kubva kuSouth Africa navaRamaphosa panguva iyo yatingati nyika iri pakurangarira imi varwi vehondo yemusununguko munoona nhumwa idzi dzichizowanikwa dzichikwanisa here kuzeyana kuti tiri kunzwa kuti vauya munyika kuti vanzwe pamusoro pekumbunyikidzwa kwekodzero dzevanhu zvii zvamungatarisa kuti zvingazoimwe panguva iyo vashange vari munyika
ini ndisati ndataura zvandakatarisira chiri kundinetsa ndechekuti nhumwa dzari kunzi dzatumwa kuya kuzoinvestigata nyaya yevhiolence iri kuitika muno muzimbabwe nevhiolation yemahuman rights iri kuitika muno muzimbabwe Patino pukana na kunde pekuti ai numa izika azira ndisikuona kukozera kwazo ungazishuya kuzo una ninyeza kadaro pausana pekuti dzabva ku South Africa kune kuno uku kwakaitika xenophobia yakauraya haikona vanhu vemuZimbabwe chete but zimunyu yakauraya vanhu vana zimunyu zvenyika dzakasiyana siyana dzemuno muAfrica apana kana nhumwa yakabva muSadiq yakaenda uko kuti ino investigator nyaya dzekuti vanhu vedu vanga vachiupiswa vachiitwa daylight kugubegonini meda chaiyo hapana kana vandakanzwa kuti kwakaenda vanhu kana kunoratidzira panyaya dzepanhaurwa yeviolation yemahuman rights econtinent yese muSouth Africa saka zviri kundinetsa ndezvekuti muchirungu tinovatiwo madouble standards vanouya kuzonongedzera chigunwe kune Zimbabwe kuti iri kuvaiolata mahuman rights neviolence kwaiyo violence yavo iri kuitika after every hour kana kuti after every minute yavo iri kutariswa nani ipapo ndopatiri kupokana napo handisi kukondona handisi kubvuma handisi kuramba kuti muno munoitikawo violence handisi kuramba kuti mune violation emahuman rights but havasiriwo vanofanira hongwa vachivachitaruya vari kuda kuya kuzoinvestigata Zimbabwe nekuti vakatiurayira vana vedu vemuno muZimbabwe vakawanda nenzira dzakasiyana siyana nenzira dzinorwadza asi hapana kana vanhu vakaenda kunoinvestigata ukoko.
I maybe if you can put it in English, what's your take on the envoys that are coming in from South Africa sent by South African President Cyril Ramaphosa to investigate human rights abuses in Zimbabwe?
My problem is that I see double standards. And I don't think the envoy qualifies to come and investigate Zimbabwe on issues of violence and issues of human rights violation. Not that I condone the violation of human rights and the violence, but the fact that historically we have had people killed in South Africa on a continental level, people who have been banned, murdered day and night, and through xenophobia, and no investigation was instituted by SADC on the several xenophobic cases that have happened in South Africa. And today is the same South Africa that wants to debate issues about violence and the violation of human rights in Zimbabwe, and that they've killed millions of people. And how many people have died from the violence in Zimbabwe? I don't condone it, but if you want to do a comparison, these don't even have the stature to come and investigate violence in Zimbabwe. I think the issue of
Zimbabwe should be dealt by Zimbabweans other than themselves going to double standards.
So from your observation, what is the way forward when we look at these envoys that have come into Zimbabwe?
Hello?
Hey, I can hear you. Carry on.
The way forward to resolve the issues in Zimbabwe is for Zimbabwean people to have a dialogue. And that dialogue should not only consist of politicians. It should be dialogue which should include even, people from different sectors, churches, traditional leaders, and women groups and so forth. The Zimbabwean problems should be solved by Zimbabweans and can only be solved by Zimbabweans themselves. I think there are war veterans who are nani partisans who can actually also be part of the negotiation, because as war veterans we feel betrayed by all what is happening. So as far as I'm concerned, I think the Zimbabwean problem is solved by the Zimbabweans themselves. Just like when we brought independence. When we brought independence, we didn't import people to come and fight for us. We fought as Zimbabweans. And why can't we settle our problems as Zimbabweans through dialogue. Why can't we sit on the round table? Why should we have Americans to come in? Why should we have outsiders to come in to dictate the pace and the, how we should actually run our country? This is a sovereign country. They must give us clear space for us to speak, to talk together, to come together as Zimbabweans. And that can be done.
Mm-hmm. Please hold on, Gibbs.
Yes, Ms. Tongo, can you hear me?
You can ask her. Ask her, and I'll tell you.
Okay, I think she can hear me. So now, how can Zimbabweans
sit down and resolve like what you are suggesting? What is the best way for Zimbabweans to do this?
Yes.
We create a forum like that. We create a forum where we get an independent mediator to preside over the discussion. Why can't we, as Zimbabweans? Why do we have to import people to solve our problems? The problems of our own making. Because if you look at the problems that we are facing, we can't give the blame onto the government alone, because we are players in everything. If you look at corruption is also deep-rooted in the grassroots. So it's an issue that we Zimbabweans should come together, get a mediator. Okay, fine, if they would say they want to come as mediators, maybe we can accept them. Not to come and investigate us. Come as mediators to help us, discuss our problems as Zimbabweans.
Mhm. Saka ndombobvunza ipapo neshiona kuti maidongo manga muri kutaura imi kuti semaonero enyu pane zvinogona kuitwa nenhumwa idzi kana kuti munoda muri kufunga imi kuti dai maZimbabweans apiwa iwo mukana kuti vagadzirise zvinhu vega zvinogoneka here tichiona kuti pari zvino vakawanda vari kuchema iwo panyaya yekudzvinyirwa kwekodzero dzevanhu.
Tikatarisa maerano nekudzvinyirwa kwekodzero dzevanhu, tikatarisa muno muZimbabwe, Zimbabwe is the most beautiful country in the Southern Africa. Ndo itori nerunyararo. Tikada kutarisa kune vanhu vabva kuya kuzogadzirisa nyaya dzekudzvinyirwa kwevanhu muno muZimbabwe, ndo kune vanhu vakadzvinyirirwa kuSouth Africa vakakundira muZimbabwe. KuSouth Africa ndo kune vanhu vakaurayiwa zvisiri pamutemo nezenophobia vakawanda, and havana kuurayiwa vekuZimbabwe chete, vakaurayiwa yenyika dzese dzemuno muAfrica. Asi handina kumboona nhumwe dzakabva kune nyika yemuno musadzi dzichinziri kuenda kunotaura nyaya dzezenophobic yanga ichiitwa kuSouth Africa. Handina kumboona kana maAmericans achiuya achipa maconditions ekuti manyanya kuuraya vanhu vemuAfrica, saka taakukupai masanctions. Hapana. Asi mukatarisa vanhu vakaurayiwa kuSouth Africa nevanhu vafa muZimbabwe, mukada kukombeya inumbers zvichienderana nenyaya yekuvhaireta mahuman rights ne violence, mukada kutarisa munoona kuti South Africa iri pamberi penyika dzese dzemuno muAfrica. Asi hapana kana nhumwa dzakatumwa kuti dziende kunokurukura nyaya kana kunoinvestigeta nyaya idzo.
Thank you very much. Please stay on the line, Gibbs.
Takatarisana nenyaya yekuti ndiani angagadzirise nyaya yekuti vanhu vemuZimbabwe vakwanise kutaurirana. Vanhu veZimbabwe ngavapiwe mukana wekuti vakwanise kutaurirana. Ndinobvumira kuti vakatumira munhu wekuti ave anoenda pakati pevanhu vemuZimbabwe vanosangana mabato nevanhu vasiri vemumabato, vagare pasi kuti vagadzirise dambudziko riri munyika mavo.
Stay
on the line, Ms. Tongo. Tikuenda kubaba uWellington. Wellington Moyo, nazvirela kuyakhuluma umatozidongo. So ongalungiswe eZimbabwe kuyini umpuka moyo ngoba kukhanya zani kuyahlupha la. Halo, Wellington Moyo, uyangizwa? Ye, ngwani foni yakho iyajamba mbijana. Usungizwa mbijana? Ye, so kulungiswa njani? Ye, kulungiswa njani umhlupha eZimbabwe? Kumele kwenziweni?
Dube babami, khona ukuhlupheka siyahlupheka singamazwe wonke eAfrika, futhi sihlale phansi sibambane yekuti semasi siyabiza leli bandla engathi lihamba phambili kancane eli MDC ukuthi akuhlale phansi lilungise ladonsela layani kwavele kwadala
kungani ifoni yakho yaqhumeka
inkinga-ke zavele zatshile ukuthi sasiza sikhulumeni
ye qhubeka sesikuzwa
yebo Dube kukuhlala phansi okuzasiza into ukuhlala phansi Dube okuzazisiza bakuthi asihlaleni phansi simbizile lo uThamisi ukuthi akabuye siyizane ehlale phansi sikusizizwa izikhalo zakhe yena udonsa uyale manje sokubele senze njani into enjalo Dube
kodwa-ke nxa kuwukuthi sokubuya abantu bemzini ukuthi bazebone ukuthi kwenzakala neZimbabwe umama uMargaret Dongo lapha uyakusola uthi kumele abantu beZimbabwe kube yibo abalungisa khona kokuhlupha elizweni so wena ubona njani ukuthi sokulobaleka mbete labanye bakhe abazethubungula ukuthi kwenzakala neZimbabwe kulungile kolonga
thina ngokubona kwethu sibona kungalunganga sithi mhlawumbe bona bayakujabulela yikho phela Dube sesinjani besibavumela ngamalungelo ngoba iSouth Africa sikusadidi sonkela ngithi amalungelo sasa bayadisayala kodwa kulungile ke siyaba welcome sizohlala labo phansi siza ukuthi izikhalo zabo zimi kanjani kodwa into esiyitshela abantu ukuthi kuze kwazi ukuthi leliyana yilizwe ngeke siphathe ilizwe njengokuphathana uphatha idarada lakho kulo mthetho esisekelo njengobana sihleli sibaxwayisa njani yekani ukustrayika mase bechawe ngamapholisa lamasosha sekuthiwa barongo kodwa bebe bexwayisiwe njengoba nje siyakwawelikhama labesadika ukuthi abesouth africa ukuthi bebuye size isivumelano sabo
yes marvelous what he's saying is that they welcome these people in Zimbabwe but the problem is they don't want any interference like what Ms. Dongo was saying so let's turn to Cynthia Dube simzuthi madube uthini ngakhonoko ke ukuthi kuyaphumani khonapho madube xa sisikhangele sibili sijula kuzaphumani entweni lezi
ngiqale ngiya kumama uDongo othi iSouth Africa yabulala abantu abaningi kakhulu kungasibo bantu beZimbabwe kuphela kodwa kungabantu bamazwe wonke ukufa yebo yikufa kuyafana ukubulala yikubulala kodwa into okumele siyinanzelele yikuthi kubulala abantu kazana yibo ababulalanayo angithi ayisiyo government yeSouth Africa eyabulala abantu bangaphandle njengalokho okwenzakala eZimbabwe ukuthi i-government yeZimbabwe njengoba etho nje umoya ukuthi amapholisa lamasosha ayaphuma ayatshaya abantu so bekuphuma abantu kazana besilwa labantu bangaphandle ngezizathu zabo ezithize kodwa thina ngale asitshayani sodwa sitshaywa yi-government sibulawa yi-government sinyamalaliswa yi-government sithotshana yi-government angithi sengiphendula-ke lapho okokulunga hhayi noma ngaze babe babuyile akusoze kwalunga lutho njalo okokuhlala phansi kuthiwe kuyakhulunywa angazi ukuthi kuzohlala kangaki kuthiwe kuyakhulunywa ukuze kulunge ngoba le nto yokuhlala phansi ivele nje izoyehlula ngoba yehlula kudala khonokho konke abakwenzayo ukuthi yibo abaphetheyo akulalutho abangalulalela umuntu ongaluletha alulalele kungahlalwa phansi kuthiwe kuyakhuluma kodwa ayikho isolution ezaphuma lapho ngoba bona bephethe ngoba bona bengontando kayiphikiswa ngoba bona bephethe izikhali ngoba bona bephethe izeki ngoba bona bephethe amasosha ngoba bona bephethe amaphoyisa so kukho konke khona akukho vele okuzalunga ngitsho la kancane
ye solibambe khonapho-ke ungayitatshana mama just hold on there so what she's saying here marvelous is that nothing will come out of these kind of discussions between the South African and the ruling party and then I think we are joined by another guest that is Nokutula Adonsi she's a political commentator she's based in South Africa so hold on there marvelous let me
hello please hold
and so that we can chat with her about what is going on Nokutula Adonsi how are you
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, very fine. So tell us, what is your take on what's going on in Zimbabwe? When we look at today, is Zero's Day, but there are so many people that are complaining, saying the country is going the other way around. So what's your take on that? And, you know, these three South African envoys that are in Zimbabwe, what's going to come out of that? You know, briefly in English, then you go into the Ndebele.
I think at least the fact that they are going to come, those that have been sent from ANC, yes, there's nothing that is going to change, but it really shows that there's something that our Zimbabweans are doing. And also, concerning the Euros Day, you know, I don't think this is what those freedom fighters fought the war for, because it's absolutely clear right now as we talk, most of them, freedom fighters, they are not doing anything. Actually, they are just flourishing in poverty, and they are failing to send their children to school. There's a lot of things that are going on, and human rights are violated, and all those things. And you realize that most of the freedom fighters, they are now old. We can't deny that. And because of the whole situation, I think there is need for new freedom fighters that we have to see that are going to fight for the people during this situation. Because we really need freedom fighters. Without fighting or without standing up and say your word, there's nothing that we're going to change. So
I suppose, you mean fighting without guns, right?
Okay. Yes, we don't have guns as citizens, but our voice is going to do something, because already it shows that the fact that South Africa is sending those people, yes, of course, it's not gonna give good results. Like, we are not expecting anything out of it. But it clearly shows that Zimbabweans are saying something, because if Zimbabweans didn't say it out, they were not going to send those people. So who knows what is the next step?
Yeah, so I'm probably not going to be able to put it.
Mina ngibona naku lanto ezajintsha ukuthi abantu laba babuye. Yes, kungakhulunywa kuhlalwe phansi, kodwa vele eqinisweni naso ayisonto esifunayo yona leyo, ngoba vele bangaze bakhuluma kulanto ezajintsha. Abantu laba kudala bethunyelwa abantu but bengajintshi lutho. So akulanto ezatintsha, kodwa kuyatshengisela ukuthi uZulu ukhulumile, kuyatshengisela ukuthi kuyazwakala uZulu uyakhuluma. Njalo nxa usubona enye indoda sibuya sizolungisa inhlupho ezisemzini wenye indoda, so kutshengisela ukuthi ubaba lo okhona akakwazi ukuthi anakekele imuli yakhe, so ukuze kufunakale ukuthi ancediswe. So kutshengisela ukuthi kulento eqalayo, kutshengisela ukuthi kulento uZulu at least ayenzayo ngesimo lesesikhona. So ngikhulume ngamaqhawe ethu. Amaqhawe ethu alwile impi, kodwa abalwa impi sebebadala. Njalo abaningi bakhona abangazange bathandwa iZANU-PF. Labanye nje usingananzelela, siyabona ukuthi labo bayadubeka. And akulanto amboni ukuthi balwele ukuthi uZulu ahlukunyezwe ngendlela uZulu ahlukunyezwa ngayo. Angiboni ukuthi balwela ukuthi bahlule ukuthi bathungeze abantwana babo esikolo. So ilanga lela alisaqakathekanga nendlela elaliqakatheke ngayo, ngoba siyabona ukuthi abawaqakathekisi wona amaqhawethu, abawaqakathekisi njalo abalandaba labo. As long wena unganxa ukhuluma kubi ngombuso lowo, uvele nje awukhanyelwa lokuthi walwelimpi. So akusela meaning, ayisaqakathekanga ilanga lela lisaqakathekanga kangako. So kufuneka ukuthi kube lamaqhawe amatsha azakulwa impi ekhathesi ekhona eyenzakalayo.
Yes, solubambe khonapho-ke sibise uMarvelous mhlangana uye. Marvelous, go ahead.
Aha, maidongo kana muchiri pa phone rikaitenderere mberi chivunzo kuti saka zuva ranhasi muri kurirangarira sei, muri kuitei atitarisa kuti pari zvino pasi rose rakatarisana necovid 19 uyezve manga muri kuti mimi izuva iri zuva rakakosha chaizvo sevarwi vehondo yerusununguko.
Zuva iri tiri kurirangarira tiri muzimba medu tichitevera mitemo yeUnited Nations uyezve nemitemo yeZimbabwe ekuchengetedza utano hwevanhu ekuti tingotigara mumba kuitira kuti tisabatana tasangana nevamwe vanhu kuti tisaita kuti chirwere checovid chipararire munyika yese saka tiri kuricherechedza tiri mudzimba dzedu takagara mudzimba dzedu tichicherechedza kuti izuva guru rakafa magamba akawanda akasira nyika ino kuti tisunungure tiri patiri pano ndinozviziva kuti nyika ine matambudziko ari kurwadza munhu wese asi zuva iri rakakosha naizvozvo chirwere chatakatarisana nacho chakakosha zvikuru chiri kuuraya saka tinoda kuti tichengetedze upenyu hwevanhu neupenyu hwevana vedu saka tiri kuritemberera takagara mudzimba medu matakagara.
Maybe in English, how are you commemorating this Heroes Day there in Zimbabwe at a time when the whole world is in lockdown from COVID-19?
Yes, look, we are also observing what the United Nations said in the second week. You know, COVID-19 is a killer, and it's killing, and it has killed the whole world, the billions of people. And what we are doing in Zimbabwe, we also remember that Heroes Day is a very important, you know, day on our calendar. But we have taken heed of the COVID-19, and we are celebrating the day while we are indoors, because it's one of the requirements of COVID-19 that we must not go out, we must not meet more than 50 people. And, you know, all the celebrations have been put aside, so we have to remember the day while we are at home at peace.
Mm-hmm. Also, maybe just taking you back to when you actually joined the liberation movement way back then. How old were you? Because there was a young lady who was speaking here from South Africa.
I agree. I was very young. I was 15 years old.
And what prompted you to make that move?
In fact, it's historical. My parents were in politics. So I learned all these the issues of discrimination, issues of abuse. And I learned it from my dad because he was an activist. So I witnessed a lot of things that happened during the 60s, during the times when I was born. So that's what motivated me to join the liberation struggle, because I wanted to free the people of Zimbabwe from the bondage of slavery, that especially my dad was telling me the experience that they were getting at work and the discrimination, and also the imbalance in terms of, you know, the issues of, you know, economy, education, employment. And, you know, kwa kwine ma toilets, you know, there were toilets for white only, there were toilets for black only. And my dad used to tell us that they were not even allowed to walk in the pavement, let alone to drink or eat beer. So that touched me a lot. And I thought I should actually go and fight and also liberate, you know, not only my parents, but the rest of the society.
Aiwa, taisida kumbonzwa ipapo neshona kuti makaenda kunorwa mune makore mangani nekuti tamboona mumwe musikana wechidiki anga ari kutaura kuti vamwewo vechidiki pari zvino vanofanira kutarisa mabasa amakaita nekuti imi nevamwe vakarwa hondo rerusununguko pari zvino vamwe vakura uyezve vazhinji vari kutarisa kuti saka voita sei but tipewo nhoroondo yekuti imi makaenda zvadii.
Imi ndakaenda ndine makore anokwana nemashanu, ende chakaita kuti ndiende kuhondo ndechekuti ndakakura tichiona udzvanyiriri hwehurumende yaSmith pasana pekuti baba vangu vanga vari munyaya dzematongerwo enyika. Saka zvavanga vari munyaya dzematongerwo enyika vaiziuya vachiita misangano yavo mumba medu vachitaura zvinhunhwa dzavo nezvavaisangana nazvo kumabasa nezvavaisangana nazvo mumagariro kusvika panguva yekuti vaitsanangura zvimwe zvokuti iwe kana mwana mudiki waidonha misodzi vachikutaurira zvavanenge vasangana nazvo pavanenge vaenda kubasa vachiti vanga vasingabvumirwi kana kuti vafambe mumapavement umu maifamba varungu vanga vasingabvumirwi kumwa bhiya kuhudoro remumabhotoro mvura inzi kumwiwa nevarungu vanga vasinga isusu makuru eda takaita chaiwo takanga tisingazive kuti kune television taifamba mumakiromitas anokwana kana 10 kuenda kunoona bhaisikopu kurugare tichibva muhaisiri takanga tisinawo mafasiritis emaswimming pool kana chii asi zvaingova zvaiwanikwa kuzvikoro zvevarungu chete uyu humwe huudzvanyiri hwandakatanga kuona ndichiri mwana mudiki uyezve inini zvakatondirwadza pamusana pekuti baba vangu vaisungwa nguva yega yega yavaita musangano vaisungwa voendeswa kumbizi police station ini ndaimuka seni seni kuma5 ndisati ndaenda kuchikoro ndichivaendesera chikafu kusvikira pekuti ndakazovabvunza kuti nai baba ini ndinorohwa naticha ndinononoka kuchikoro mazuva ese ko muri kumbosungirwei zvikanzi aiwa mwanangu zvatiri kusungirwa handiti unoona tichiita musangano mumba tinenge tichitaura magariro edu vanhu vatema saka izvozvo zvakandibata ndichikura zvakandishungurudza zvekuti zvakazowedzerwa pamusana pekuti inini ndakanodzidza kuboarding school yanga iri kwarusapo kwainzi kutriblue mission kwakauya vana vakwatangwena pavakabviswa mumisha mavaigara achizoitwa mapurazi evarungu saka vana ava pavakauya vachitaura maubatirwo hwakaitwa vachibviswa muminda yavo vachizopedzisira vakugarwa vakuchengetwa pamisheni pandaigara zvakandirwadza kudzimara ndati ndikangokura chete ndiri kuenda kunorwira nyika inei pandakazonzwa kuti kune makomrades ari kurwawo ndichinzwa nharaundu dzemakomu vangachirwa ndo pandakazoti ai regai ndiende nekuti experience yandakabva naye ndichinzwana nababa wangu ndo yandiri kusangana nayo kuti mune vana ava vakaitwa nhapa vakabviswa munyika yavo mavanga vachirima kwatangwena
aiwa tinotenda maidongo tadzoka kwamuri we were hearing there Gibbs like what you heard she was just retelling us about you know how she decided to join the liberation war over to you
yes now let's talk about what you think the country where you think the country is going baba moyo ubona ngani ndizwe ndiya ngapi kusoka kamkanje kusapambili mafutshane sibini
ngiyakuza kube abakhulumayo ilizwe thina masingabambana kube konke kuzohamba kahle bese kucela dube ukuthini njengobana abantu bonke bekhala ngabakhala ngakho kodwa siyazilalela izikhalo zabantu nathi sizakhubula amasokisi into engimangaza kakhulu dube ngizisa ubuhlungu kutho ukuthi abantu basafuna ukuyaphathwa ngamakhiwa Duba ungakuthi mazithi bafuna phathwa amakhiwa ukubuye le ndawo othiwa wena ungeni kube le ndawo othiwa lapha kubhukuthi khona duwe yikho abakufunayo abantu nasanikezeke kodwa thina into esibathengisakana siyophuma ngevoti njengobana ngendlela abakhuluma ngakhona kona bafuna itechnoloji yonke into abayifunayo ngathi into ephasi yenzani kanjalo hlanganani isikhiphe silinikeze izwe kodwa thina abantu bayozilotela ngoba umhlaba usezandleni zabo into abayifunayo
ye kodwa ungazwa abantu sebesithi ngcono bebuswe ngamakhiwa kulokuthi babuswe libandla lezanu p f akuvezi ukuthi kule nkinga khonapho
inkinga zihleli zikhona duba inkinga angenankinga sikhipha amakhiwa sathi khala namhlanje balikhala ngathi kodwa bayosikhumbula dube bayosikhumbula bharani phansi bayosikhumbula kuyabe kungcono ukhala kulo mhlaba wakho namanje wabo uyazilimela kubi ukuze zidayisela amabeli akho e-g m p whatever uyazidayisela e-b m c uyazidayisela amabeli akho enjindawo dube
kulekile yes yakuzwa kakhulu ke sibe nomama Cynthia Mathube manje
yebo baba ngiyakuzwa
yes kuba khona
yebo isiyezwa ma ethi khona uzokhitshwa ngevoti lo baba uyazivela ukuthi ukhuluma ngevoti engasoze yamkhipha kudala sikutho lokho kanti asazi ukuthi ufuna ukuthi kuze kukhulunywe kanjani ayikho ivoti ezafa yabakhipha laba bantu ngoba vele kabavotelwa into ekhona eqinisweni yukuthi kabavotelwa laba bantu bayazifaka so ukuthi bathi bazokhitshwa ivoti bayazi ukuthi bakhuluma into vele engasoziyenzakale noma yinini noma yinini into okumele bayibone ungabona umntwana eseze sefuna ukuyahlala emazweni uyise sehlulekile ukumgcina mangiphuma ngisacela ukuhlala komakhelwane ubaba wehlulekile kanti ubaba kazikuzingani ukuthi umntanami azayisukela ayihlale emazweni kusuke kuthini alungise khona phana ekwehlulekeni kwakhe hhayi ukuthi yena asole abantu athi abantu funa kumele babambane kumbe abantu kabafuni ukuthi bakhulume laye bayabe sebezamile ngingazama ukuthi ngikhulume ekhaya ngingazwakali so kuzomele ngiphume ngiyezama ukuthi ngiyohlala ngcono lapho engizohlala khona noma ngizohlukunyezwa ngizojabulela ukuthi ngihlukunyezwa ngumuntu ongangizaliyo kulokuthi ngihlukunyezwe ngomzali wami engithi nguye owangizalayo wangiletha emhlabeni kodwa nguye sengihlukunyezwa njengamanje nje abantu abahlukunyezwayo ngayo le demonstration yabo leyo bevala nge-COVID-19 kwakuvele kuhleke bekwazi ukuthi bona ngokwabo ngontando kayiphikiswa ma bengabuya bazovala nge-COVID-19 ofuthi sibakhangelela khathesi babhizi instead of phela kuthiwa abantu bazobulawa yi-COVID-19 bazama bona ukuthi bavikele abantu ukuthi bangabulawa yi-COVID-19 kodwa bona ngokwabo yibo basuka bayebulala futhi abantu ma bebachaya bebanyamalalisa besenza yonke into so kwehlukene ngani laleyo
COVID-19 sizokutshela bake bakuhlukuluza abekukuround 10 seconds.
Yebo, bake bangihlukumeza ngimncane ngangina 10 years bengibamba amabele sasithunyiwe-ke lo mfo wethu oka-73 mina ngoka-72 sithunywe ngugogo ukuthi siyothatha imizi masibadlula kuphela ulwazi sasingakabi lwazi ukuthi kuyini kwenzakalani basibiza masihamba lapho bafika basibamba babamba mina yima kangingani yimi khudlwanyana kulalo omunye bafika bangibamba ngangakaphuhli lokuphuhla okuya ngaphi kwathile-ke lo omunye wabo waphendula wathi ngokungabantwana lo kuyekeleni sasuka-ke sahamba masihamba kulabanye futhi phambili entabeni ababehleli basithayela ukhwelo lapho-ke thina sizange saya sagijima sibalela sabaleka yilo mfo wethu kwathutha umfana ababembizi bemthumile ukuthi bazosibiza safika salwa laye lo mfana kakhulu salwa laye lo mfana asizange siye lapho ngoba sasesikwazi esesikubizelwa ngoba kwasokwenzakele vele ekuqaleni sahlukunyezwa mina ngahlukunyezwa igugrawuni kamama angikhona ngasuka ngenyawo ekhaya ngibalekela bona ngazo ngaya ngena edrobheni kobulawayo ngenyawo ngile 10 years
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu mama sithelbamkhonaphosoudiyaue says she was sexually molested during the fight to get atrocities that were committed in Matabele. So, Noctula, don't see your last word on this thing. Very short, short. Let's say 10 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay. Abantu kumele bakontinue besilwa. Njalo ukuthi izanopiyefu eqinisweni iyehlulekile ihlulekile akulanto okuthiwa kumbe singathi yebo le second chance ihlulekile njalo ukuthi khathesi njengoba namhlanje besikhangela amaqhawe ethu sokumele ukuthi kube la maqhawe amatsha azajintsha ngoba amaqhawe ethu lawa siyawahlonipha alwela impi and basilwela izinto abangena phakathi kwazo angibona ukuthi i-government le ingababonga ngalokho okwenzakalayo njengoba kade sikusenzakala ingababonga ngokuhlukumeza abantwana bayo bona balwela ukuthi wonke umuntu akhulileke khathesi abantwana babo yibo asebehlukumezeka so mina ngithi abantu kabakhulume kabalwe kuzaze kuphele because akula nto engapheliyo kuzaze kuphele njalo futhi obaba umoyo bengabe bekhuluma kodwa-ke kuthiwa sobohla manyosi okungapheliyo kuyahlula
hayi siyabonga kakhulu-ke ye isikhathi sesiphele mama siyabonga kakhulu-ke nokuthula Jonsi so now unfortunately you know this is not like soccer where there's extra time I think our time is up marvelous so now we wish to thank our guests this evening we had Mr. Wellington Moyo of ZANU-PF. We had Cynthia Dube, a political activist with Mthokazi Republic Party. We had Ms. Makro Dongo, who is a war veteran. And we had Noctula Adonsi, another political activist. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Maryland. I'm saying good night, but remember, this is a pre-recorded show. Marvelous.
I'm Marvelous Mklanganya Huye in Washington, D.C., saying let's meet again tomorrow on Let's Talk Ngati Kurukurei. from Washington, broadcasting from my home because of COVID-19. Bye-bye.